morning, everybody. It's Monday. So, first thing, I read this thing this morning. I don't know where it was from, honestly. It had the hashtag Wassa on it, and I follow the hashtag Wassa. And it said that Monday, so mon, is French for mine. I don't know how true that is, but this is what the Instagram post said. So basically saying that Monday is my day. And I think that's pretty powerful, honestly. It's my day. It's your day to go out and just punch the world in the face and get a lot of stuff done. You can do it. You can do it as much as you'd like to. It's just up to you. So I have a confession to make. Some of you probably noticed I completely forgot to upload a... Well, I didn't actually forget, but I didn't upload a podcast yesterday. No daily podcast. I had planned on releasing that hour-long discussion I had with a friend of mine at 1:33 yesterday afternoon. But, you know, 1:40 rolls around. He texts me, "Hey, where's it at?" I'm like, "Oh, crap. I totally did not get around to it. I still have to process it and then upload it into the channel. So that's my bad. My bad. I hope you guys didn't miss me too much. Another couple things with housekeeping. I think I'm going to start off by... I'm going to start doing daily podcasts during the week and have something slightly different on Saturday and Sunday. So... I'll try to do maybe like I was originally planning, doing a special conversation to release on Sunday. And for Saturday, I don't know. Maybe something a little more fun. I don't know exactly. I think what I would like to do for now is on Saturdays, I'll do like Q&A sessions where I can answer the questions you guys send in. I can maybe do a live stream if you guys want. It really depends because my Saturdays are typically... already spoken for, so it's gonna be difficult to do something that's a little bit more effort than just the 10-minute podcast. So yeah, that's my housekeeping story time. So this past weekend, my sister and I went down to Chicago for a pro-life conference, and we just like to be able to go down there once in a while and hang out with our some of our friends down there. And so we went down there, and pro-life conference on Saturday, and then yesterday we went to Mass at 8 o'clock, and afterwards we decided to go to the world's largest Starbucks, which opened on Michigan Avenue, on the corner of Michigan and Erie, just this last weekend. And while we're there, we're walking around, it's a nice place. First of all, it took us, we had to wait 35 minutes. Around, I think it was 35 minutes from in the outside in the Windy City in the cold to get into the building. That's how many people there were. And so we get in, it's four stories. The lady at the front door had told us all about the place and what's on each story. And so we go up, go in there, and we're kind of just chilling around, walking around, checking out, see what we want to do, because there's different floors that we could, you know, we could either get coffee, wait in line for food, or we could wait in line for fancy coffee, or we could go to the cocktail bar, which only one of us was old enough, so we didn't do that. So we ended up just deciding, okay, we'll stick here on the third floor where they have some pastries, and they have some pastries and they have some really fancy coffee that they can make us, coffee experience. And so I'm like, okay guys, I need to take a leak. I set my mate gourd down on a little tiny counter. I said, watch this. I go, take a leak, come back, and I'm like, you know, looking for my mate gourd. And I'm just like, yo, where's my mate? And they're like, oh, isn't it behind Nathan? Like, because he was standing next to the counter. I'm like, nah, fam, not there. And so anyways, long story longer. My mate gourd was stolen. Rip me. Good thing I'm the owner of the company, so I can just get another one. But point is, that made me very sad.
What else? I want to give you guys something of value besides just stories.
There's a lot that we heard from the conference, the pro-life conference, and I guess I could maybe repeat some of that stuff. It'd be, one of the biggest things was my favorite was the priest who talked about art and how imagery in the Catholic Church is used because, pretty much all my Protestant friends will disagree with me on this because this is one of the major contention points. But, is art, so we are all created in the image and likeness of God. So essentially, we are a representation, in a way, of God, right? And imagery, especially images of Jesus, because he, the second person of the Trinity, became man. So he was physically a person who we can try to, you know, reproduce these images. Imagery in the church is to help us understand the what was the word that he used? The incarnation of Jesus, because he came here truly. So he made the argument that all of these Catholic churches that are starting to have pretty much no art and stripping them down to, you know, modern day buildings, in my opinion, they're laying the groundwork for the disbelief in the incarnation. So these images, not only did they at one time, that's how people learned. They looked at the stained glass and they learned about the history of the church through the images, but they're also representations that help us to understand and live, I guess it would be mainly to understand our faith. And I just thought that it was a very, very interesting topic that he was talking about, because he was giving us kind of a mini art class and teaching us how all these things, like how artists can do certain things in different paintings, and it was very interesting. And I definitely thought that the part about taking away the beauty of the art in the buildings is laying the groundwork for the denial of the incarnation. That's what he said. So, long story short, or long story longer, art is good, and it's good to have holy imagery in churches. Well done, holy imagery. There's really poorly done imagery sometimes, but well done, holy imagery in the churches, so that it can help us to understand more, help to express the beauty of God and his creation, and also for our subconsciousness to be affected, because the way that the art is portrayed, there's a lot of things that happen very, very subconsciously. And this is even, marketing should be taking notes from this in order to do things correctly, but there's a lot of subconscious communications that the art makes to us based on very, very, very minuscule or minute details and constructions of the picture. So anyways, that's all I got for you guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow, and give me some feedback on what you'd like to see on Saturdays, okay? God bless, guys.